So coming next, it's the Bathrop Spears Broadsides March 23rd, 2023. But before we begin that, before I give you a description of that, and then you get the actual full-blown flashback itself, here is something from the joint meeting of the City Council and the Planning Commission of the Capitola area that was happening fairly recently. I'm looking for the date. I think it was, my goodness, I can't quite tell. But it was very recently because it had to do with rent control. And some of the folks who are, well, several people who are either Huff members or Huff sympathizers live in one of the mobile home parks. Some of them came to voice their concern about massive rent raises. This is during the oral communications period.
Come on up.
Hello, good evening. My name's John Haken, and I live at Cabrillo Estates Mobile Home Park on Rosedale Avenue, Capitola. The 12-year lease with Viera Enterprises, who own the park, expires May this year. Viera Enterprises notified us that our monthly space rent will increase by $358 to $1,000 a month, an increase of over 55%. Viera Enterprises will notify us prior to May 31st to enter a new agreement at a date time that they will specify. Our lease, existing lease, states that the good faith negotiations need to be entered 60 days prior to May 31st. That's the 31st of this month. Previously, Capitola City Council helped the Homeowners Association then negotiate a lease agreement with Viera Enterprises. My questions are, are the councillors aware of this unethical rent increase? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Laura Tucker. I also live at the Cabrillo Mobile Home Estates at the top of Rosedale Avenue above Gail's Bakery, right there by the highway. And I'm on a very low, way below the poverty line, fixed income. I, in the year 2000, I inherited some money from my grandmother, and I bought a mobile home. At that time, it was under rent control. I never would have moved into the city of Capitola. I couldn't have afforded it. The city council at the time valiantly fought rent control for, you can look up the history, but quite some time. And it just got appealed and appealed and appealed until they just couldn't fight it anymore. There was a water main break and different reasons that it just wasn't affordable. What I heard was the same set of lawyers worked their way up the coast of California, starting with the Anza Mobile Home Park in the county, eliminating rent control. So we were able to negotiate a 12-year lease. And with the help of the city, the main woman who organized that was named Gail Levy, and she has since passed away. So we are really panicked at the mobile home park because we really don't know the terrain politically, and we don't have any representation. So we're looking for your help. One of the things that Gail told me before she left the park was that we could renegotiate our lease. And we also were told, I'm looking at this flyer that she put out, that Future disputes to be negotiated between owner and homeowners. Should negotiations fail, mediation will be used. And there was a $70,000 award that we had won that we agreed to forgive as part of this 12-year lease agreement. But now we've gotten this notice. My family personally will probably, we have no options. Right now, after paying rent, utilities, my car insurance, and internet, I have $100 left a month to live on, which I actually manage pretty well on that. believe it or not, but I have no wiggle room whatsoever. So that's what we're just pleading for, some help, representation. If you could point us in the right direction, let us know how we can learn what our rights are and if they're being violated or if we have any leverage whatsoever. We are scrambling to form a homeowners association, and we only met once so far last Saturday. We're meeting again Saturday at 1 o'clock. If anybody is interested in coming to our meeting at the clubhouse, we would love to have you. And I have emailed Katie Herlihy, and spoke also with George and Sean. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting last names right now, but my email is also on the oral communications list. And I have another issue that I will bring up that is related during that time. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Cabrillo Mobile Home Estates. I am also a beginning member of the Homeowners Association, which Laura referred to. I'm obviously a senior. I don't make the lowest income qualifications. However, I am a totally fixed income. If Mr. Vieira is allowed to go ahead with the $1,000 increase, it's only a matter of time before I am priced out of my home. We desperately need legal assistance of any form. Hopefully, I would hope, because our park has seniors, disabled, ethnic minorities of almost every kind of type that currently live in California, Chinese, Vietnamese, Cambodian, various Hispanic, as well as ordinary people, white folks like me, and many, many seniors. And I do know, in addition to Laura, of others who cannot pay a $1,000 increase, that they would become immediately homeless. And since it would appear that the state is concerned about the overall housing picture, that keeping people in the homes that they already dwell in should in some form be addressed in the context of the housing initiative, whatever that's called. So any help that you can give us, particularly in my case, the seniors, I'm 83 years old. I don't have the, and I have health problems. There is no option for me beyond my current fixed income to get a job to earn more money to make up the rent difference. So it would only be a matter of time for I too would be out. Thank you very much for your consideration and hopefully for your help in at least helping us negotiate or leading us to a proper estate-oriented attorney. Anything would help. Thank you very much.
Chap, sorry. I'm trying to be careful. I haven't had COVID yet, and I'm doing my best to avoid it. Basically, I'm also someone who was there when we negotiated the 12-year lease. And I, since had a house fire, I have had to put on a new place, so I have a big mortgage. I'm in my mid-70s, still working because I can't afford that mortgage and the space rent as it is without continuing to work. I'm not sure everybody here understands how park-owned, when somebody else owns the park, how it operates. Basically, what it means is we own our homes. Either they're already paid off for somebody who's been there for a long time, or like me, we have a large mortgage that we're paying for the home. There's no place else to take the home, so it's not like you can move it. This is it. This is our home. This is our investment. And what we rent is the little piece of ground that it's sitting on, essentially. That's the rent, what the rent goes for. And any services, which can be pretty hit and miss sometimes at that particular park. There's not a lot of options. Now, Mr. Vieira in the past, the Vieira company in the past, has sent the letter telling us during the course of our lease in February, usually around between the 5th and the 10th, last year it was the 10th, what the new lease or the new amount would be. This year, it was pretty clear that it was written and sent, because I've still got I'm happy to provide you with documentation on those, because I have all of those things. And this year it was written and sent on the 28th. We didn't get it, actually, until after February, because it had to be sent by mail, which gave us very little time to try and put something together. And then he sent us something about 2 or 3 days later that said that we would be, you know, he would be setting up a new lease for us to sign. And clearly with the idea that the Vieiras are in the driver's seat at this stage, which is why we are now trying to pull together, you know, in other words, we weren't late getting to it. We literally had no idea of the magnitude of what he was going to be asking until the beginning, you know, the first few days of this month.
That was the City of Capitola Council meeting / Planning Commission meeting in, earlier this month, I guess. From Laura Tucker, she was the first speaker or the second speaker, that folks have been organizing every Saturday in the clubhouse out there. If anybody's interested, if you know of any legal assistance and anybody's interested in stepping forward, they need help, as they're asking, begging for it, actually, at City Council. I think the last time this issue, or maybe it was a time before last, this came up, at the Capitola City Council, there was the Capitola City Council was struggling to actually retain rent control. It required rent control. In fact, rent control is still required in some places in the Live Oak area. I lived in a rent-controlled rental space that was a mobile home, and mobile homes are just sort of one step up. Or another way of looking at it is it's one step down to a vehicle and one further step down to the street if you're looking at the situation of being unhoused or homeless. But comes now the main part of this netcast or archive. It's the flashback to... Now comes the flashback, hopefully more about the current Capitola struggle in a coming show, assuming that my equipment ever gets in working order. We're going to August 23rd, 2007, I believe that's where we're at. And that has got a whole bunch of interviews And unfortunately, I am not going to have on this audio, because of deadlines, the time to give you a recitation of what you are going to expect. However, if you are interested in accessing this whole thing on the Huff website, you can find the description of the show, or you will be able to find it in the days ahead, assuming you're doing this after the 23rd, although I am falling behind continually in posting these things, a description of what is coming up. It's kind of, you're going to have to go into it blind today, and it is, what, 15 years ago. But some of the same issues are, of course, constantly with us. Foodnot bombs in 2023 has essentially, through exhaustion and political pressure, been sort of, I think, forced off the out of the town clock's regular meals, but it is still at the town clock providing weekend meals. So there seems to be some concern among some of the leaders, Keith McHenry particularly, that the city manager, Matt Huffaker, and Escalante, the police chief, and the mayor, Fastlane Fred Keeley, are really concerned with removing visible poverty from Santa Cruz, so that it, I suppose, I've not looked at their emails. I've actually put in a public record for some of those emails and haven't gotten it yet. They want to make it a more shopping-friendly environment, and also they're hearkening to the bigoted cries of some property owners and some merchants. I really think that that's the situation. I don't think there's a huge crime rate increase, although with the cutting back of food services, with St. Francis Soup Kitchen not open yet, except for bag lunches on weekdays. I don't know. Well, people could be driven to appropriate food. That happens. And food riots are things that have happened mostly in other countries, maybe in ghettos, but no. I suppose it can't really happen here, right? So I'm encouraging people to come down to the town clock on Saturday the 25th, March 25th, 2023, to be supportive of Foodnot Bombs, because there's some concerns among some Foodnot Bomb activists that there may be an attempt to drive them away. Police indeed did show up on March 10th in massive numbers with the phony story that the city hall is a forbidden area according to city code for serving free food, which isn't true. As I said, the Public Records Act that I did do and I did get some information on revealed there's no such city code. It was created in the minds of either the police chief or his underlings, or they were simply lying, or they were misinformed. I don't know what the story was. But in any case, the right to serve free food, the right to engage in political dissent, all of this is important, and that's what I think Foodnot Bombs has been doing for decades, and I hope they continue to do it, and I hope our community continues to support it. So, anyway, jumping back to another era, 2008, August 23rd. Do I have that right? I think so. Lots of voices on this one. The little bit that I could hear, I also have trouble reviewing this because my programs are not operational with my computer system largely down. But still, if I'm fortunate enough to get this summary up, you'll be able to actually read a summary of what is coming up on the show if you go to the huffsantacruz.org website and check out the full blog. And you'll find this show and what is coming up. Or you can just listen to the show. So do that if you'd like.